We continue our top 5 week here on the Locked On Giants podcast by taking a look at the top five veterans unlikely to make the 53-man roster after training camp. Who are they? Stick around, and I'll tell you coming up next on the Locked On Giants podcast.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. My name is Patricia Traina. Happy to have you with us. We are doing top five all this week on the Locked On Giants podcast, and we have another installment of our top five series. Today, we are going to take a look at the top five Giant players who are unlikely to emerge with a roster spot at the end of training camp. Now, these are guys, most of them were on the roster last year. There are a couple maybe that weren't on the roster. They were added during the offseason, but we're going to go down the line. I'm going to try and stick with the veterans, and I've got some honorable mentions and whatnot. So that is the topic of today. Again, happy to have you with us. And as always, thank you for making us your first listen of the day, or watching on YouTube, your first watch of the day. And again, if you have a different list or something you want to disagree with, agree with, whatever, just pop a comment in the box below. If you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening on any of our audio platforms, send me an email. Let me know what you think. Always interested to hear your feedback, because there is no right or wrong answer other than, you know, obviously the coach's decision. So that's our show. Let's get right into it. We've got five guys who I think are roster long shots, and I'm going to tell you who they are and why I think they're a long shot. So let's get it started. All right. Number five on my list is inside linebacker Carter Coughlin. All right. Now, a year ago, I think, you know, before he suffered a season-ending ankle injury, if you had said to me that Carter Coughlin might be in danger of losing his roster spot, I probably wouldn't have agreed with you. I thought Carter Coughlin's versatility, being able to play inside linebacker, outside linebacker, plus his special teams contributions might get him a pass. Now, obviously, he had the ankle injury, his season ended early, but in the meantime, the Giants went and they drafted a bunch of younger inside linebackers to compete for spots. All right. They've added Darian Beavers. They added Micah McFadden. Coming back, obviously, is Cam Brown, who missed part of last year with an injury. So suddenly that inside linebacker room is very crowded. And I just have a feeling that because of the special teams element, you know, Cam Brown has the size and, you know, the speed and whatnot. I remember, you know, Thomas McGahee just absolutely waxing on enthusiastically about Cam Brown and what he brought to special teams. I'm not so sure he gets the axe. The two rookies, I don't know, both of them will make the roster, but I think one of those two, Beavers or McFadden, could push Carter Coughlin off the roster. So I'm not very optimistic right now based on the numbers that Carter Coughlin is going to make the Giants this year. Now, I should have prefaced this whole list by saying that obviously they've got to get the pads on, they've got to compete, and we don't know what's going to happen with injuries and stuff like that. But I'm just talking now in terms of how I project it to happen, and it might unfold this way, it might not. So that's why they're going to take the field and line up during training camp. So anyway, Carter Coughlin is number five on my list. All right, number four on my list, outside linebacker O'Shane Ximines. Ximines, of course, a 2019 third round pick. And he was actually acquired with the pick, one of the picks in the Odell Beckham Jr. trade from the Cleveland Browns. Now, Ximines had a very promising rookie season, hasn't quite been able to build on that. He actually saw his reps get reduced in his second season. He had the season-ending shoulder injury, and then last year his reps were reduced significantly because between mistakes he was making and also never really developed against the run. And, you know, once the Giants added guys like Quincy Roche to the rotation, you know, Ximenez kind of faded into the background. So it's interesting because I think had the Giants kept the same coaching staff as last year, Ximenez, we wouldn't even be talking about him now. I think he would have been an offseason cut, but everybody's getting a fresh start. That said, you know, you've got Ellerson Smith, you've got Jihad Ward, who can play with their hand in the dirt or standing up. You've got Quincy Roche, as I mentioned, Kayvon Thibodeau. You've got guys now at that outside linebacker position who can play the rush the passer, play the run. Ximenez, a nice kid, but I just don't see him making the roster. I just don't. And if he doesn't, that would be yet another third round draft pick of the Giants that fell into the proverbial black hole. The Giants have just had rotten luck, it seems, with third round picks in recent years, you know, having those guys stick around and make any kind of meaningful contributions. So that's my fourth, that's number four on my list. I'm counting backwards from number five to number one. So who's next on the list? Well, I've got two offensive linemen. All right, spoiler alert, two offensive linemen. Who are they? Stick around, and I'll tell you right after this. All right, Giant fans, we have more coming up on today's Locked On Giants podcast. But first, there's only one place to find what you need quickly for your car or truck, and that's at rockauto.com. Rock Auto has over 20 years of offering competitive pricing on thousands of parts for every make, model, and manufacturer. Check out their extensive website, and don't forget to write down Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you. Rock Auto, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car or truck will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, Giant fans, welcome back to the Locked On Giants podcast. I'm Patricia Traina, and we are talking about five Giants who I'm not so sure they're going to make the 53-man roster out of training camp. Everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to get an opportunity. But you look at the numbers, you look at how the depth chart kind of shaped up a little bit. And if you're me, you're sitting there and you're saying, I just don't see how these guys are going to make the roster unless there's a lot of injuries in front of them. So that's kind of what we're doing today. That's the topic of today's show. And on number three and number two, I have two offensive linemen. The one position, I guess you could say the Giants really can't afford to get rid of guys, but I'm going to give you two guys anyway, both of whom were on the team last year. And number three, I have interior offensive lineman, Ben Bredesen. Now, Bredesen has been in the springtime. He worked at guard. He also was doing some backup center work, but he's going to be in direct competition with guys like Jameel Douglas, who can also play guard and center, and who have the added advantage of knowing Brian Daboll's offensive system. So, you know, again, it comes down to competition. It comes down to who's going to be healthy. But I think all things being equal, I'm not so sure Ben Bredesen sticks on this roster. When he played last year, and I know he had the hand injury, I think a few times last year, I wasn't ultimately like bowled over by what he brought to the table. Then again, the whole offensive line was kind of, you know, just not very good. So it wasn't just him per se, but it just the whole offensive line last year, I don't have to tell you, was an absolute mess. But look, the Giants are trying to revamp that offensive line, not just the starters, but also the depth. And I just don't think Bredesen is going to be amongst that veteran depth that the team is looking to have. I think you're going to see maybe Jameel Douglas beat him out for the reasons that I cited. All right, number two on my list, offensive tackle Corey Cunningham. Now, again, the Giants drafted some young offensive linemen. And in the spring, I found it kind of interesting that rookie Joshua Isudu was playing at left tackle while Andrew Thomas was off to the side, you know, rehabbing from his offseason ankle injury. And it was Isudu and not Corey Cunningham really getting those snaps. Cunningham, you know, I said it at the time when they signed him. Now, they brought him back, I think, on a one-year deal. And at the time, the draft hadn't taken place. So what teams actually do is sometimes they bring in these veteran players to have them on the roster just in case they don't fill their needs on the roster via the draft. So it's kind of like an insurance policy. And that's kind of the impression I got with Corey Cunningham, that he was kind of insurance in the event the Giants weren't able to pick up some offensive tackles in the draft. Now, again, Zudu has guard and tackle flexibility. Cunningham is primarily a tackle. So if you're putting a roster together, you know the old saying, the more you can do, the better your chances. So you would think that the rookie would get the edge in this case over the veteran journeyman. So I would be very surprised to see Corey Cunningham make the roster for the Giants. Now, who are some of my honorable mentions and who's number one on my list? You could probably guess who's number one on my list, but I'm going to answer those questions for you coming up after the break. All right, Giant fans, we have more coming up on today's Locked On Giants podcast. FirstBetOnline.net is the only place that offers the best information on the latest odds, contests, and player props for all your sports betting needs. No matter what sport you're into, BetOnline.net has you covered. Plus, they offer everything you need to know for live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. So head on over to BetOnline.net today to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, Giant fans, welcome back to the Locked On Giants podcast. I'm Patricia Traina. We are doing top five lists all this week here on the Locked On Giants podcast. Today, I have five veterans who I think are long shots to make the 53-man roster. Again, anything can happen. They've got to get the pads on. They got to go out. They got to compete. So nothing is carved in stone at this point. This is just my projections, my very early projections based on what we know as at the end of the spring, how the roster looks, how the competitions look, and what each guy brings to the table. So that is how I have based this list. And we've given you four guys so far, Carter Coughlin, O'Shane Zimenez, Ben Bredesen, Corey Cunningham. Now, before I get to number one on my list, I have some honorable mentions that I need to put out there. All right. Number one on the honorable mention list is receiver Colin Johnson. Colin Johnson is a big, speedy receiver, but you know what? His lack of special teams, I just don't see him maybe beating out a CJ Board, who last year, before his season ending broken arm, was really becoming a staple of the special teams unit. Another guy, I'm not so sure he makes the 53-man roster, is defensive back Jaren Williams. Now, Jaren Williams coming out of Albany was a surprise addition. He played somewhat for the 53-man roster, was back and forth, I think, between the roster and the practice squad. He initially was a cornerback, but the coaching staff has decided to convert him to safety. And, you know, no surprise there because safety, they're kind of thin at. That being said, I don't know if at this point you're going to take Jaren Williams over, say, for example, a Trenton Thompson or a Yusuf Corker, Corker being one of my sleeper picks. So I'm not so sure Jaren Williams is going to make the 53-man roster. Could he make the practice squad where he can continue working on his transformation to safety? Sure he could. But 53-man roster, I just don't see it happening. I'd be very surprised. And then finally, on my honorable mention list, running back Gary Brightwell. Gary Brightwell has always been more of a special teams player and a very good one, I might add. That being said, you want to get guys on the roster who can do as much as possible. And I just think that a guy like Deshaun Corbin is going to beat out Gary Brightwell for the roster spot. I think the Giants are going to keep four running backs. It's going to be Saquon Barkley, Matt Breida, Deshaun Corbin. And I think they keep the fullback, Jeremiah Hall, who's one of my sleeper picks as well. If they need additional running snaps, they will have Wandell Robinson and Kadarius Toney, who can maybe give them a few snaps here and there. I don't think the Giants are going to keep five running backs. I could be wrong there. but I'm not projecting them to keep more than four with the fullback. Now, they might keep a guy or two on the practice squad, obviously, where that makes sense. You know, maybe a Sandra Plotzkummer or an Antonio Williams or something like that. But I just don't think that Gary Brightwell, you know, I don't see it happening. You know, Gary Brightwell, like you said, good special teams player, but, you know, not much of a runner from what we saw last year, and his receiving skills out of the backfield. I don't think he did a whole lot of that in college. So I'm not convinced he's going to make the 53-man roster. So he is also on my honorary mention list, which means we get to number one on my list. And I think y'all know who I'm going to mention here. Number one on my top five Giants who probably won't make the roster, wide receiver Darius Slayton. Now, Slayton is an interesting guy. I think Slayton, if you go back and you look at the last couple of years after that great rookie season he had, injuries and a lack of confidence, I think, kind of did him in. And the Giants have really tried to build his confidence up this spring. And you started to actually see that come back a little bit. But here's the problem, folks. Darius Slayton has a high cap hit. I think it's something like $2.5 million as a result of the performance escalators that are in his contract. When you stack up the depth chart, you're probably looking at Kenny Golladay at number one. Kadarius Toney will probably be number two. Wandale Robinson, number three. If he's healthy, Sterling Shepard will probably be in there. That means that, you know, Darius Slayton could be like the number four, number five receiver. And when you are the number four, number five receiver, you better be able to contribute on special teams. Because if you don't, then I'm sorry, there's just no way you can justify carrying a $2.5 million cap hit when the guy can only do one thing and a guy is not going to get a lot of targets. So, you know, I just think Darius Slayton, whether they cut him or they try to trade him maybe at the end of the summer, which is a possibility, I just don't see him being on the 53-man roster come September. I would be very, very surprised. And again, it doesn't mean he's a bad player. I just don't see it given the depth in front of him. So we'll see how it all stacks up. Now, just looking ahead, the Giants, next week is the 4th of July week. The Giants offices are closed and then they come back the following week, I believe. And if there's going to be any roster tweaks or whatnot, that's when we'll hear about them. But we're getting so close to training camp, folks. I mean, it's just a matter of really a couple, you know, I think about three more weeks or so. So we are actually almost halfway through the 6-week break here. So we're going to have plenty to talk about and over the next coming days here on the podcast and also over on Giants Country where I write. So that's going to do it for us in the meantime, but do stay tuned to the Locked On Giants podcast. More topics coming up, more discussions. We'll bring back the mailbag in a couple of weeks. So a lot going on. Hope you'll join us again. Thank you for making us your first listener of the day or watching on YouTube, your first watch of the day. We will talk to you again tomorrow, Giants fans.